And it's Sweet Tea and Tacos once again. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
And this week we're talking about kitchen appliances. So specifically small appliances, things that there are so many choices out there. You could completely cover your countertops up.
Absolutely.
So where do you start? If we had to distill it down, what are the most important, we in our experience, and what's our take on that? You know, what have we found in our lives to be the most important? What are some things people should look for? You know, what are some options? How, you know, do you really need this? Do you really need that? Do you need both of the, you know, that sort of thing?
Right.
So where do we start? Where's a good place to start? What's, if we had to pick like five?
Yeah. Say, yeah. Know, well, you know, I mean, we kind of discussed it obviously before we got going here, but we both felt like that a really good food processor was just absolutely essential.
Yeah.
And I think we're on our third one.
We are. I think we finally got one that really works for us.
Yeah. Now, the first one we had was good, and it was a good brand, mm-hmm. but I don't remember how many years it lasted. At least 10, yeah. probably. The second one we had was not so great,
right.
although it was.
And I think I remember when we bought it, we were like, man, because it wasn't the biggest one. It wasn't the most powerful one. And even in that brand, in that line, we kind of got a middle of the road one.
Right.
You know, and that can be attractive in a lot of ways. But what it ended up doing was not being powerful enough for what we wanted to do.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think the first one that we got, it was pretty good quality, and it was a bigger size, like you say,
right.
because we were able to use some credit from
yeah.
like wedding gifts, you know, right. and taking some things back, and we bought that kind of on our own. Mm. But this last one that we have gotten, it's fabulous, and I mean,
and it was not cheap.
No, it was yeah. not cheap, but we both agree that yeah. putting a little bit more money into a really good quality food processor,
yeah.
I think is definitely worth the cost.
That's one of those things, like, you know, you could have 12 different knives that do special things, but you need it one really good sharp knife. And to me, the food processor is that kind of thing. You got to have, if you're going to put money into a really nice one thing, it's the food processor for
yeah.
me. For me, it is.
Right.
Chopping the, you know, that's our Scottish Terrier. If you may not be able to hear it, so we'll find out later.
She's doing a little squeaky.
She's playing.
Squeaky toy.
You know, we use it to chop vegetables all the time. We use it a lot of times to grate cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get one of those big blocks of cheese, you know, from the warehouse store and blow it through that
yep.
thing real quick.
And then it's just ready to go
yeah.
for quesadillas
right.
or grilled cheese
right.
or
instead
whatever.
Of buying that pre-shredded stuff, which has like caking
agents. Anti-caking
agents. Yeah,
agents.
Some other
and
things in there.
We kind of try to avoid some of that.
Right. But in like, you know, I think one time, you know, shredding potatoes for latkes or,
mm-hmm.
you know, hash browns or something. And I think that's how I broke that second one, actually, as I was shredding potatoes.
Mm.
And actually broke like the shaft of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one, it's just from the get-go, it was so powerful. It just blew through stuff. And I was, you know.
Yeah. This one is really of the quality that you might find in like a professional kitchen.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's geared towards home cooks, but it's that,
right.
that kind of brand and that,
yeah.
I think
so
that
that's one
echelon.
Thing is I would, you know, if you're looking at a food processor, I would not look at the smallest one.
No.
Because to me, you're always going to run out of room in the bowl. And even like, even I think this one came with some nesting bowls. I don't think we've ever used.
No, we've never used that concept.
No,
you know?
And we've had another one that did that.
Right.
We just never have used
no.
that. No. No, I mean, and I know some people, to me, if you're going to get something that small that you need that little bit, I would just rather you get an extra coffee grinder and do that.
Yeah, or know? Just do it with a knife
and
a chopping
knife.
Board.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what a good food processor. We've established that.
Right.
What else?
All right. Well, our number two was a self-heating kettle.
Kettle, yeah, electric water kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that may, I don't know, might sound weird in America. Maybe you see that overseas more.
Yeah, I think they were a big thing in Europe first, and they're starting to become a lot more commonplace over here. But
if you've been following the podcast, sweet tea is important to us. So what would end up happening is we'd make sweet tea for dinner, and if you're cooking a lot of stuff.
Right. Our eyes would already be taken up with pots and pans, and then we're trying to fit, you know, a kettle somewhere to boil water for tea, and that right. can be difficult when you've already got them all filled up. So right. this is just nice because it keeps it separate. It's over to the side, and it heats very quickly.
Very quickly.
And it's just been kind of a game changer for us.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so easy just to go over there, push a button on it, you know, put some water in there, and boom, we got sweet tea.
Right.
You know. And these are kind of, we're kind of doing this in order of, when we talked about this, the things that we use the most.
Right.
And again, having worked at a kitchen retailer, we accumulated things through, you know, discounts and all this mm-hmm. other stuff. So we've tried a lot of different things.
We have. And yeah. we had a kettle years ago, mm-hmm. and it wasn't near the quality that the one that we have now. And so just to kind of touch on that, I want to say, just as a recommendation, it's best to stay with certain materials for the mm-hmm. kettle, like either ceramic or tempered glass
right.
or stainless steel.
Right. BPA-free.
Right. The one that we had years ago was, it actually had a plastic exterior, and yeah. I'm kind of like freaked out that we were boiling water in that. But anyway, it served a purpose for a while, but you know, chemicals can leach out from plastics, right. like David said. But anyway, also look for one, and most of them are going to be designed mm-hmm. this way, but now they have a base
right.
where the element and everything is completely
sealed,
contained, right. and it does not touch the water.
Right.
And so you just pop it on there, and mm-hmm. you know, like ours, it has a selection of temperatures. You
right.
can do like green tea or black tea, or I think it has a French press.
Yeah,
coffee.
Lots of options.
You know, so that's handy. I mean, but if it doesn't have that, that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
Water. Yeah, I mean, 90% of the time we're just boiling water.
Exactly.
Okay, so kettle, food processor. What else?
Yeah, so mixer would be the next one.
A mixer, and that's kind of like the stand mixer.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Everybody wants one, I think, who's a cook, you know, who even is into cooking. And, you know, you're really going to use this if you bake a lot.
Right.
I think that's primarily where you use it.
Yeah.
We got to a point where we weren't baking a lot, or the baking we were doing didn't really require a mixer. So most mm-hmm. of the time I pulled it out, it was just a whipped cream for whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
That was really all it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very versatile. They're very powerful. If you are mixing something, if you're doing a recipe, you can, you know, different from a hand mixer, you can put it in there, turn it on, walk away, do something else.
Right. And, you know, like we've talked about, they have the different attachments. Like it has a wire whip. They have bread hooks.
Right.
Various things. And so with a hand mixer, you're not going to get that.
Correct.
You know, and hand mixers are just used more for like cake batter or
quick things, little things.
Yeah, something along those lines.
But at the same time, we've found, and I picked one up through using some hotel points.
Yeah.
Just because we kept, you know, gosh, it would be neat or nice to have. I just want to whip together some brownies. I don't want to have to put it in the stand mixer.
Right.
Or I want to do this real quick. I don't want to have to pull out the KitchenAid.
Right, because, you know, I mean, ours is kind of in a separate
right.
cabinet, and we have to literally, physically pull it out and right. set it up on a counter and all that. So, yeah, sometimes the The handheld is nice just for the convenience.
And like that one, handheld, I wouldn't even, I'd just buy a cheap one. Just throw it in there.
Yeah,
and,
I wouldn't spend a lot of money. No,
but a stand mixer, you know, especially if you're into baking, mm-hmm. you know, can be really useful.
Yeah. If you do a lot of, you know, breads or cookies and cakes and that kind of thing, it's really essential. And then along, I mean, we try not to mention a whole lot of brand names on here, but I think just about everybody would agree that, KitchenAid is
probably
is very well known for their stand mixers. And one nice feature about that is that they have tons of attachments that go on the top part. I mean, they have things like pasta rollers, meat grinders.
Right. And we were talking about this the other day.
I mean, you name it.
The design of that product has not changed.
That's right.
Since they really started making it.
That's right.
I mean, the internals. So, I mean, they've changed colors and added attachments, but the core of it is really
the same. Right. I mean, if you had a 50-year-old mixer, it's my understanding that you could go out and buy a brand new, newfangled attachment, and it would still work. Right. Yeah.
All right. So what else?
All right. So this one is, it's certainly not essential, but it's been very beneficial for us. Mm-hmm. And that is a good toaster oven. Now, that sounds kind of pedestrian, but we're not exactly talking about your basic low-end toaster
oven. Now,
and
we have not had double ovens in any of our houses. So I think
we did at the last house, but
they didn't work.
The bottom one didn't work.
It didn't really have double oven. Anyway.
Right.
But so if you had double ovens, I don't know, maybe we might not find a use for it. But again, it's one of those, and we were talking about this, appliances in the last few years we feel like have taken on this multifunction.
Yeah, they're a lot more versatile. A
lot more versatile. So you're using less appliances, or maybe you're not. And they could just do a lot more stuff.
Exactly. So I think they're designed that way.
Becoming more, stand mixer can do all this other stuff.
Right.
The toaster oven. We like it because it's smaller. The kids can fire that up quickly and throw something in there.
A pizza or, egg rolls, whatever,
Or if you just want to do something quick without warming up the other oven, because this one warms up faster, it goes, cools down
Right.
faster.
And also our big oven, our main oven, really generates a lot of heat and make, and especially in the summertime where we live, it's bringing a lot of heat into the kitchen. That other oven doesn't do that.
And these can toast, bake, broil. Some of them have the air frying option you were talking about earlier.
Right. Ours doesn't, but some do.
Right.
And it's just really handy. I mean, not only do you set it to what you want to do, but then you've got your timer and you've got your temperature, and it's very easy to use. And
so instead of a toaster, that's what we have.
Yeah,
so
we don't actually have a toaster anymore.
No, we don't have a toaster anymore. Mm-hmm. No. All right, so
this last one it would be some type of thing sort of like, and there's really no way to discuss this without mentioning some brand names here, but something along the lines of like an Instant Pot.
Or a crock pot.
Or a crock pot or a slow cooker.
Now, being the food snob, the cooking snob that I was when we got married, it was funny. We were registering at a department store, and the lady who was helping us was, and I think I've told the story before, well, you got to register for a crock pot. And we're like, no. And she's like, if you don't register, you get 5. If you do, you just get 1. So we did, and we got 1.
Yeah.
But we did end up using it. And we kind of, as we cooked, we found different ways that we use it. We don't use it a lot.
Right.
We use it for bone broth.
Right.
That's a really great way
to make bone broth. Yep.
Real easy.
Yep.
We
also used it for like taking things to parties and events, if we did a big batch of chili, it's great.
We transfer it over there and take it.
Yeah. Or, dips and things or just whatever.
And there's not much else that does that.
Right.
I mean, you could do it, the bone broth on the stove, but it's so nice to just, especially when you have gas.
Or right, a well, gas stove.
Flame going. Yeah. And I've got to feel like I've got
to. Right. I mean, you don't want to leave your gas stove unattended right. overnight. So yeah, right. something like, you know, a slow cooker. Perfect.
Right. And along with the slow cooker is kind of the Instapot. So that's kind of the new version.
Yeah, that's kind of this generation's
right.
I guess.
And again, it's following that theme of things up or a single appliance can do a lot of things for things. Now yeah. of course we've got one.
Just we do. Like everybody we else, do.
And we know some people who use it for a ton of stuff.
Right. But and for, you can do all kinds of things like making yogurt. They cook rice. Right. You know, you can quickly steam meats and veggies. And right. they are very, very versatile.
Right. I've, you know, the little bit that we've used ours, I don't know how long, a year or so that we've had it, maybe more. I really haven't, like, I've tried a couple other things, but I really kind of keep coming back for us kind of the same use, which is mm-hmm. either a slow cooker replacement mm-hmm. or using a pressure cook function and speeding up something I would normally do on the stove. But I'm not doing, you know, you see people out there doing all these different stuff in there, all these different recipes. And I just, for us, I think what we were kind of talking about was we like to be hands-on.
Right. We like that process of cooking mm-hmm. and that kind of takes some of that process away or, you know, right. whatever.
Because we're constantly, when I'm cooking something on the stove, if I'm cooking a roast on the stove or I'm cooking whatever, I'm constantly looking at it. You know, I'm adjusting taste. I'm adjusting spices as they go.
Right.
Not something I could do in the Instapot. But
right.
I have found that if I want to do a quick roast, or right. shredded beef, or you want to call it roast beef for po' boys,
mm-hmm.
I can throw it in there, and I've kind of got the seasoning where I want it to where it can be done, and I don't touch it, and it's done.
Right, you know? Yeah.
There's not a lot we do like that. Now, some people do. Some people cook that way.
Yeah.
And for that person, it like I said, it's a rice cooker replacement, you know, that type of thing. So yeah,
it can be incredibly handy. And like we said, they are really, really versatile.
Right. And so after that, you kind of get on to what we were thinking. When we were talking about this, kind of like the more of the luxury. Now, coffee maker is not in this list. That's considered essential. That is a non-negotiable. So that's a non-negotiable. So
there are ways to make coffee without there are. Electric.
That's the thing. There are a lot of ways to make
it. You know, there's some pour over methods.
Right. So you don't have to have an electric appliance for coffee.
but in our house, we can't go without.
But if you're trying to distill down, the food processor is number one. You know, it's interesting how often we use it. The kettle. Yeah. Now we were talking about blender. And a lot of people have blenders. We've had blender probably our whole married life.
Mm-hmm.
And we just haven't used it a lot. Like, and we had this long discussion, cooking nerds, had this kind of discussion about this. You know, to me, now, there was a period where you were doing a lot of smoothies.
Right.
And
we definitely used them for smoothies. We used
it all the time for smoothies.
Yeah. I would say that's been our blender's main use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think every now and then I've blended a soup, you know, mm-hmm. or you know, crushed ice for snow cones or something. I mean, just right. whatever. But right. generally, 99% of the time, it's making a smoothie,
mm-hmm.
and I could use the food processor for blending a soup or you know whatever. And we don't do smoothies that much anymore. Right. So, yeah, blender is pretty low on my list, you know. But then again, we were talking. It you know, there's some models out now that do a ton of things, right. like the Vitamix.
Right.
You know,
it's
so
it's incredibly versatile. You can do peanut butter in it. You can heat. You know, you can make a soup, like blend up a soup, and it'll actually heat it.
Right.
I mean, there's just tons of things. So again, it kind of goes back to how appliances are becoming very, very versatile.
Right. So you know, it'd be interesting to see if you could. Do like if you could even maybe not have a food processor and do a Vitamix instead and replace that and then have like a Vitamix and a Instapot and that's it, you know. Yeah. But I don't know if you boil water. But it would be interesting, you know. So but that's kind of how we cook. That just fits our style of cooking.
Right.
You know. Like I said, waffle makers, we talked about that. We we make waffles every now and then, but
yeah, it's more of a just kind of a fun thing to have, yeah. You know, for maybe Saturday morning breakfasts and stuff like that.
Yeah, we just don't use it enough to really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's our list. That's kind of the top five that we felt like, you know, would be a good core of a you know, your kitchen.
Right. And ones that, you know, I mean, I guess if you're going to invest, just go for a good brand and go for good quality.
Yeah. High-end food processor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like I said, the Instapot, you know, the options are more size-wise, depending on how the volume of what you cook. The stand mixer is kind of the stand mixer, you know. The toaster oven, you got a lot of options there, sizes and options of what it does. You know, the kettle, there's a lot of options. But I think, yeah, if you're going to make an investment, that food processor is where that's going to be for us.
Absolutely.
We've been incredibly happy with this one.
Yes. Yeah.
Incredibly happy. So, well, that's Sweet Teen Tacos for this week. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
Go ahead.
We appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah. So, yeah, hit subscribe. If you've just come across us, we have a Facebook page and website. Leave us a comment if there's something you want to add to the conversation, or you want to ask us a question, or you have something that you want us to talk about.
Right. We'd love to have some suggestions on topics.
Yeah. Leave us a review. That helps reach more people. And we thank you very much, and we hope you have a good week.